My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Best guess, Doran, which quarterback do you think, and we'll find out around 1 o'clock, but which quarterback do you think starts the game on Sunday?
Russ. I think that this was, and I kind of explained my theory around it earlier. You go into you're getting treatment all the time. He's going to get treatment on the calf all year, regardless. You go in, hey, Russ, to the training staff is like, hey, Russ, how you feeling this morning? It's about 7 a.m. A little tight. I mean, you're old, you get out of bed. I mean, we're tight just by not doing anything. Yeah, a little tight, a little sore, but you know, it's football. Oh, you're a little tight. Let's write that down.
Okay, I should have brought this up earlier, though. Well, I just saw it right now at this very second. Dan Graziani reports, he, of course, from ESPN, that he left practice with the calf injury.
At what point?
I don't know.
Okay.
All he said was he left practice yesterday with a calf injury, and they did tests. They're going to do more tests today. If they did test yesterday and they're going to do more today, I just don't feel good about it.
He left in the middle of practice and had to leave and go into the training room, then it's significant.
See, that's what I'm saying. If it was what you were just describing there, and I wish I would have read this 2 minutes ago. If it were what you had said just there, that he woke up and it's tight and he still practiced, I would say, yeah, he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But that it happened in practice and they tested it yesterday and they're going to test it today, that's no good.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he is going to play.
So let me revise my thought here. Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback.
I think so, too. And again, I wish I read that 2 minutes ago. I don't like to interrupt you, but...
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, that...
Because that's very significant.
It's massive. It's massive. Because I thought Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette made a really good point when he was on with us earlier that Russ said the entire time he was nursing the calf injury in camp, if it were a game, he would play. So if it were in the morning, because it is a game that he's going to that they're going to play, I do think that he probably would have played. That he had to leave practice and they're continuing to do tests, that doesn't smell good to me. And I'll be very clear on this. I think Russ at 100% definitely gives them a better chance of winning than Justin Fields at 100%. But if there's any doubt that he could go out there and make this worse, I don't think you can play him. You have got to be careful with Russell Wilson. And let's face it, he's not the most mobile guy anymore anyhow. You take the calf injury into consideration behind this offensive line. Now you're not just worried about re-injuring the calf or making that worse. You're just worried about protecting yourself.
Right.
So I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, if he had to leave practice and go to the training room and everybody else is out there practicing, going through plays on a Thursday, I would assume that he's probably not going to play.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But we'll find out for sure, ish, around 1 o'clock, did he practice or not? That's what we'll know. And then as the weekend develops, and when they'll release their full-on probables, questionables, things of that nature.
This is very significant.
I like their chances less with Fields. But I do think...
Is it crazy for me to say that I like it the same?
No, I don't think so.
Can you see that? I know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But can you see, Am I being ridiculous saying like I still like them to win regardless with Fields or with Russ? I just think it's going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Fields is going to do a decent job.
I think the whole key to the game anyhow is the defense
right.
going to bash up Kirk Cousins in this offense.
Right.
And I do think there's a good chance of that. D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Falcons better than any beat writer in this country, he thinks the Steelers are going to win this football game. And because of the defense, because the Steelers have tackled things of that nature. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they win with Justin Fields. I picked them to win with Russ. I think I picked them to lose with Fields. But I think you can massage this positively if you are so keen to do. Bad English by me. If Justin Fields does go out there and ball out, that's the best thing that could happen for the franchise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes out there. He looks the part of a franchise quarterback.
If they choose to play him next week.
And then they choose to play him next week, and he plays well again. That is the best thing to happen for the franchise. Because Russell Wilson, best case scenario, and who cares this far down the road, but best case scenario, he's not your quarterback in 2027, right?
He's the stopgap quarterback.
Yeah.
No,
but Justin Fields could be here for a decade.
Right.
And you now are going to be forced into a situation where you find out. The reason I've always said Russ should be the guy at the beginning is because I do think there are still some problems that Justin Fields needs to sort out. Footwork, accuracy, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And behind an offensive line that I don't think is going to hit the season at full speed, I don't know that it's the best circumstances for him to improve. But hypothetically, he does go out there and ball. That's a great, great thing.
It's huge. It's huge.
Can you imagine if he does do that and Russ never sees the field this year? It would be good for the Steelers. It would only mean good things, but I would feel bad for Russ.
I'd feel bad for Russ, but what an investment, though. Like, I mean, only $1.2 million, and you think he's going to be the quarterback, and he's not the quarterback, and you actually found your future quarterback, and you're only giving up $1.2 million for a veteran guy that had won a Super Bowl before. Like, that's ideal, almost. I mean, I know that you want to play Russ, but, like, if he's your backup?
Not to do this today. Because I'm sick of it. If Kenny didn't throw the boo-boo face up when they signed Russell Wilson, he's starting the football game on Sunday.
Probably. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
And we would have been excited about seeing him in Arthur Smith's offense, the differences there. But we're always truthful on this show.
Could you? Oh,
I can't tell you I'd be more excited to see Kenny Pickett than I would Justin Fields and Arthur Smith's offense.
We'd have people saying, oh, we need to see. Oh, my gosh. That would be just.
Kyle Allen.
Yep. Do you still think they would have gotten Justin Fields? Got Justin.
I don't think. I know you were on that the whole time. Imagine that. Imagine if everything was the same and Kenny Pickett's QB2/3, the conversations we'd be having today.
Right.
Justin Fields v. Kenny Pickett, who should start? 412-928-9370. I think for all parties involved, I'm very happy we're not dealing with that right now.
Very happy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.